This is a CK to Z news update. Senior residents of Cortez Island now have access to help with simple, non-medical, day-to-day tasks through the Better at Home program. An information session will be held tomorrow, Friday, September 17th, from 2 to 3 in the afternoon in the Pioneer Room at Manson's Hall. Those interested can come and ask questions, as well as get application forms. Better at Home is provincially funded and overseen by Healthy Aging by United Way through partnerships with nonprofit organizations in upwards of 80 communities across British Columbia. Better at Home Cortez started in late 2020 after Carolyn Howson successfully applied for funding through the Cortez Island Senior Society. Today it is managed by Karina Verhoeve, who also coordinates Seniors Helping Seniors, and Esther Strybos is responsible for administration and organization. She agreed to an email interview with CK to Z News, in which she wrote, "This program is amazing and makes a huge difference in people's lives. As we all know, living on Cortez is expensive. Many seniors on Cortez are land rich and cash poor, and the cost of ferries, medication that is not covered, taxes, etc., creates a situation where there's no access of funds to hire help for things they can't do themselves or are difficult to do. So this program is an incredible gift where you can end up with a full woodshed and a weekly visit from someone that helps you with housekeeping in your home, clears your path to the woodshed, helps you in your garden, and will change the light bulb on that high ceiling or install a railing in your bathroom. Cortez seniors are very strong and resilient," she continued, "but a little help is always nice. Some people might need help on a weekly basis, bi-weekly basis, or just once a month, and we're very flexible. The Better at Home program provides that to those that are interested, and we tailor it to each individual need. Engagement and connection are super important, especially for seniors that live alone. By checking in with them regularly about what they need and providing that service, we hope we can make a big difference to a lot of seniors on Cortez." End quote. The program is still in the beginning phase, and Strybo said, "We're helping 7 seniors right now and are working with another 6 seniors on their application. We have 3 people that are providing support and will be looking for more contractors in the fall. Our volunteers come through Seniors Helping Seniors at the moment, and we will continue to work together to fill all the needs in the senior community as much as we can, either by paid contractors or by volunteers. By helping people in their home, they can feel confident about staying in their home and keep it in a manageable state. They also have a personal connection with the person that helps them out, so they're less isolated and it doesn't create financial problems, as it is a subsidized program. Many people on Cortez don't have a healthy pension plan and don't necessarily have the funds to hire people, and everyone can use a hand. Things just get harder when you get older. Cutting and stacking firewood, cleaning gutters, vacuuming is hard for people with back problems. Cleaning high cupboards can be difficult if your balance is not what it used to be. Lots of people are having knee and hip replacements or arthritis, and it can be painful to bend down and scrub a bathtub. The list is so very long. Different people need different kinds of help, and we help with light housekeeping, light yard work, firewood, grocery and medication delivery, minor home repairs, and we are working on digital literacy and Meals on Wheels as well. For now, we have funding for the next 2 years, and we will adjust as we need to for our community," Strybo said. The services are either free or subsidized as per an income-based sliding scale. In this way, low-income seniors receive services for free, while seniors with an income above the BC average are charged the market rate. These fees are then used to provide more services for local seniors. You've been listening to an email interview with Esther Strybos about the Better at Home Cortez program for seniors.